Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight, we're going to be discussing environmental allergies and food sensitivities, as well as leaky gut. I want to remind you that my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is available through Barnes & Noble's, to the bookstores, and also is available through my website, www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. And Amazon, of course. For more information, call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel29.com. You know, as always, we talk about the fact that 750,000 people will die of heart disease this year, and an additional 550,000 will die of cancer, and an astounding 100,000 people will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs this year. One in every three Americans adults have hypertension. This year, over 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. In the year 1950, there was only 1 million diabetics total in the world. Last year, over 350 million visits were placed to physicians, but 420 million visits were to alternative medical practitioners. And the reason why is because patients are getting tired of doctors putting band-aids on things and not fixing the problem. And alternative medical practitioners are into wellness and finding the problem and resolving the issue before it becomes a real problem. All right, let's talk about environmental allergies. One out of five Americans suffer from allergies. For some, allergies are simply a short-lived nuisance. However, for millions, it's life-altering disease. Because many allergic reactions are not identified as such, like allergies may go unnoticed and untreated for the majority of a person's life. Allergies occur when the body's immune system overreacts to particles that are normally harmless. In environmental allergies, the body's immune system overreacts to allergens from animals and dust mites or pollens from grasses, weeds, trees, and molds that are present in the air that you breathe. When these algae enter the nose, sinuses, and lungs, the body's immune system overreacts to these particles and release a number of chemicals, including histamine and inflammatory mediators, resulting in what is called an allergic reaction. Symptoms of environment algae, like a sneezing, runny nose, stuffy nose, itchy nose, post-nasal drip, itchy or scratchy throat, sinus pain or pressure, itchy eyes, watery eyes, red puffy eyes. Those are all symptoms of environmental allergies. Exposure to allergens can lead to immediate reactions, to an immediate reaction, or the reaction can be delayed. Symptoms can be also be seasonal. Individuals with environmental allergies also can develop frequent ear or sinus infections, difficulty sleeping, snoring, fatigue, depression, and decreased attention span. They are also at increased risk of developing asthma and atopic dermatitis like eczema. The only reliable treatment for allergies is immunotherapy, which involves gradual delivery of the substance that triggers the allergies to acclimate the body to the world around it. Treating underlying cause is the focus of sublingual oral drops called immunotherapy, compared to over-the-counter and prescription drugs, which provide relief from symptoms but do nothing to cure the underlying problem. And once again, in medicine, what do we do? We treat the symptoms. We don't treat the underlying problem. Now, food allergies or food intolerances. Food allergies or food intolerances affect nearly everyone at some point. One out of three people has food allergy. A food allergy or hypersensitivity is an abnormal response to a particular food triggered by the immune system. Even though the immune system is responsible for food allergies, it is not the cause of symptoms of food allergies or food intolerance. Food allergies involve two features of the human immune response. All right. One is the production of IgE, that's immunoglobulin E, an antibody that circulates through the blood. The other is the mast cell, a cell that occurs in all body tissues. It is common in areas of the body that are typical sites of allergic reaction, like the nose, throat, lungs, skin, and GI tract. A person who is predisposed to form IgE to food first has to be exposed to the food. When the food is digested, it triggers certain cells to produce specific IgE in large amounts. The IgE, the immunoglobulin E, is then released and attaches to the surface of the mast cells. The next time the person eats that food, it interacts with specific IgE on the surface of the mast cells and triggers the cells to release chemicals, such as histamine. Now, depending upon the tissue in which they are released, these chemicals will cause a person to have various food allergy symptoms. If the mast cell release chemicals in the ears, nose, and throat, a person may feel an itching in their mouth or may have difficulty breathing or swallowing. If the affected mast cells are in a GI tract, the person may have abdominal pain, bloating, vomiting, or diarrhea. The chemical released by the skin mast cell can cause hives or swelling of the skin. More than 140 different foods have been identified as cause of allergic reactions, according to a recent report by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. 90% of food allergies are associated with 8 food types: cow's milk, eggs, hen's eggs, peanuts, soy foods, wheat, fish, crustaceans, shellfish like shrimp, prawns, lobsters, crab, tree nuts such as almonds, cashews, walnuts, peanuts, pistachio, Brazilian nuts, chestnuts, hazelnuts, foods that are least often associated with any type of food allergies include apples, lamb, pears, white squash, sweet potatoes, cherries, carrots, rice. Now, food sensitivities, compared to food allergies, food sensitivities are more common and have a wider and more varied impact on our health. Food sensitivities also include food intolerances, which, unlike allergies, are toxic reactions to foods that do not involve the immune system and are often more difficult to diagnose. Some of the symptoms of food sensitivity include bloating, abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, blood in the stools, eczema, rash or hives, skin rashes, wheezing, and runny nose. Food sensitivity may also cause fatigue, gas buildup, mood swings, nervousness, migraines, eating disorders, and many other conditions. These symptoms, which are more commonly related to food intolerances, are less often associated with the consumption of food. Some foods can cause inflammation in people who are sensitive to them. Some anti-inflammatory foods and herbs are ginger, curcumin, rosemary, basil, and cherries. Now, let's talk about food allergies and leaky gut. But before we do that, let's just remind you that you're listening to Dr. Vernon Williams, and the show is called Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is available through Amazon, through Barnes & Noble's. You can also get it through my website, www.growyoungeragain.com. If you get it through my website, you'll get an autographed copy of the book. And for more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Now, today we're talking about food allergies and environmental allergies and leaky gut. Now, we're talking now about food allergies and leaky gut. Inflammation and stress can cause leaky gut. That's a condition when your small intestinal wall is broken down, allowing large food particles to pass through into your body. Leaky gut can be caused by intestinal inflammation from parasite or microbial infections, as well as by a food allergy response, and can result in the development of multiple food allergies. If untreated or left untreated, inflammation of the intestinal wall caused by allergic reactions to one food can facilitate allergic responses to other foods. Because the inflamed wall of the intestines allows toxic food molecules into the body that normally would be prevented from entering, the food allergies response taxes the body. And your macrophage, which is your body defense cells, they are overworked trying to get rid of these unwanted food particles. Leaky gut can often prevent the absorption of nutrients vital to your health. Nutrients are normally absorbed through the cells at the tip of the intestinal villi, and that's in the GI tract. When the intestine is damaged from inflammation, the villi are no longer healthy and intact. The intestine is unable to properly absorb the available nutrition. And therefore, what can happen is that when you eat a poorly nutritious food, instead of absorbing 100% of the nutrition in the food, you'll absorb maybe 50% of the nutrition in the food. Therefore, your body's wasting most of the nutrition that you take in. So you can say to me, Dr. Williams, I eat very healthily. Well, guess what? Even though you eat healthily, if your body's only absorbing a small amount of the nutrition, it's not going to matter. And, you know, when you combine that with the fact that an apple from 1950 had 10 times the nutritional value of an apple from today, then that is a double whammy, because you're eating foods that are lower in minerals and vitamins, and then you're not absorbing 100% of the minerals and vitamins. Plus, when you add in the fact that a lot of the foods that you eat are not natural, they're not organic, they are what you call inorganic. And inorganic just means that it's like picking up a handful of dirt and putting it in your mouth and expecting your body to take the minerals and vitamins out of that. Well, guess what? Because it's inorganic, that handful of dirt will just pass straight through your body. See, what you need is organic minerals and vitamins. See, when you organic means it comes from a source which was alive, either a plant or an animal. See, when the plant roots go into the ground, it picks up the minerals from the soil. So it picks up the copper and the iron and the zinc and the magnesium, all that stuff from the dirt in the soil. The roots of the tree picks it up, converts it into an organic form, and then when you eat the fruits and vegetables, your body can now absorb the minerals easily. So you need to make sure you eat organic foods opposed to inorganic. Now, the way it works for supplements, you know, all you need is 5% of organic in a supplement for them to call it organic. And you know, what does that mean? You see, to make these multivitamins, it's a lot cheaper to use inorganic minerals than it is to use organic minerals. That's the problem. So food intolerances. There are many types of food intolerances. The most common are intolerances to like lactose. Affects about 10% of adults. Tyrosine, preservatives and additives, gluten. We crave the foods we are most allergic or sensitive to. So coming to food cravings to help alleviate symptoms is the beginning of a cycle of short-term relief from symptoms and craving of the food, as symptoms will increase again. This yo-yo effect is believed by some allergists to be the reason why people who stop eating the foods to which they are allergic first go through several days when they feel worse before they start feeling much better. One way of treating this is the elimination diet. It's the elimination diet or the algae avoidance diet. It's instrumental in avoiding allergic reaction to food, and is one of the way to break the cycle of the addiction. The elimination diet allows the body to completely remove the antigen provided no reason for the formation of antibodies. So you take the food that you have sensitivity to and you don't eat it. As a result, some people go back to eating a food to which they were once allergic to. So basically you take the foods out and you introduce one by one to your system. And after a while, your body tells you which one you're allergic to or you have problems with. Now, if you avoid it for a period of time, and some people say you may need to avoid it for at least 4 to 6 months. Some people say you need to avoid it for approximately a year or so. But when you avoid that for a while, then what ends up happening is that your body no longer becomes sensitized to it, and then you can function better. You know, food sensitivities. The foods you like the most are the foods you're more likely to be sensitive to. If you eat a particular food every day, you're more likely to become sensitive to that food. Just like if you have ice cream every day, after about 3-4 days, the ice cream doesn't taste as good as it did the first day because your body's getting used to it and the effect that it was having on you before is no longer the same. Your body decided, you know something? We don't want that in our system. Now, I just want to touch a little bit more on leaky gut. So leaky gut is basically inflammation of the GI tract that prevents your intestinal lining from doing their job. The intestinal lining job is to bring nutrition into your body and keep everything else out. That's what the intestinal border is. Well, when you have inflammation means a war going on between your body and whatever the organism that's causing the inflammation. When you have a war going on, your intestinal cells get damaged, and when they get damaged, they cannot do their jobs. So therefore, you get things which do not belong in your body getting through your lining into your body. And when they do, they can go anywhere in your body and cause autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases are things like Hashimoto's thyroiditis, diabetes, high blood pressure, reactive airway disease, things like irritable bowel, things like chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia. Those are all autoimmune diseases. And so when you have leaky gut, you have an increased chance of getting these things. And when you do, then it causes a lot of problems in your body. So you want to make sure that you do take care of your leaky gut. And in my experience, I would say about 90 to 95% of the people that I see have leaky gut. Well, how do you know? Well, you know because you are having diarrhea, you're constipated, you have bloating, you have stomach upset, you have heartburn, you need to take antacids. Those are all things which would cause you to have leaky gut or caused by leaky gut. You know, if you're under a lot of stress really taxes your GI system. And when it does that, it causes you to have a greater chance of getting leaky gut or autoimmune diseases. And once again, you are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams, Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free show. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is available through my website, www.growyoungeragain.com. If you go through that website, you'll be able to get an autographed copy. If you go through Barnes & Noble's or you go through Amazon, you won't get an autographed copy. All right. You can always call us at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center. That's 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or you can visit us on the web at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. And I want to let you know that we are going to be having several book signings at Barnes & Noble's around San Antonio, and we're also going to have some book signings at Starbucks also. Now, continue on with our algaes, food algaes, and also talking a little bit about environment algaes. You know, I always say this, that doctors put Band-Aids on people. We do not try to find the cause of the problem. And that's a big concern because there are millions of people walking around with algae problems. And guess what happens to them? They go to the doctor. They put them on an antihistamine, some Zyrtec or some Tagamet, or they put them on one of these medications, and what ends up happening is it helps with your symptoms, but it does not take care of the problem. To take care of the problem, you need to get tested first to see what problem you have. See, like in everything, I always say, if you don't know where you are, you don't know where you're going. That's right. You cannot get to an end point if you don't know where you're starting. So the first thing you need to do is get tested to find out what kind of environmental algaes you have, what kind of food algaes you have, what kind of food sensitivities you have. Once you get that done, then you're going to have a list. And the test that I usually do is through a company that called Alcat, and they check for 320 different things. It tells you about all the herbs that you use, the seasons that you use. It tells you whether or not you have any allergies or food sensitive to them. It tells you about all the foods that you normally eat. And you'd be amazed. A lot of the times, the things you are food sensitive to are the things that you like the most. In my case, I have food sensitivities to shellfish. And I have sensitivities to olives. And, you know, but what I noticed is that anytime I eat seafood, the next day I can't put my rings on my fingers, my feet are swollen, my hands are swollen, I gain weight. And so if you're trying to lose weight, it could be because you have a food sensitivity. Once we know what your food sensitivities are, we can then advise you on how to avoid it, how to eliminate it, and we can do an elimination diet, or we can do some immunotherapy, which would give you some drops that you put in your mouth, and that will help your body become used to it and get, and your body will take care of the problem so you don't have this problem anymore. All right. I know this is a topic that bothers a lot of people, and I think that getting yourself tested would be a first start. All right, my time is near, and I just want to remind you one last time that you were listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, does talk about a lot of these things that I talk about. You can get it through the website, www.growyoungeragain.com. You'll get an autographed copy if you go there. You can also get it from Amazon and from iTunes and Barnes & Noble and those places. And if you have any questions, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can catch us on the web at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Thank you all very much. Have a great day.